What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Monday, May 14th, 2012, and happy belated Mother's Day to all of you out there. And by the way, did you know that Mother's Day was actually an anti-war protest? It was started to basically call on mothers all over the world to stand up and protect the lives of their children by refusing to let them go off to war. Obviously, that original intent has been sort of forgotten in this day and age, and now it's just an excuse for selling chocolates and flowers and cards and cutesy little stuffed animals and all the rest of that stuff. And there's a premium. There's an absolute premium. We went to send flowers to, not our mothers, Claire and I both lost our mothers many, many years ago, but we still have female relatives. It's sort of our mother's light, and we send them flowers. And I noticed at our local flower store during this whole week leading up to Mother's Day, it was one-third more expensive for the same exact flowers than I normally get my wife in the off Mother's Day season, as it were. All right, a couple of program notes before we move on forward. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Dan the Man is in the control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. On May 17th, later in this week, Sabelle Edmonds is going to be our on-air guest talking about her book, Classified Woman, and her fight with the FBI to get it published. And a reminder that starting on Monday, June 4th, this program, the What Really Happened show, moves to a new time and a much longer show. We're going to be moving to a 3 hour per day show running from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. So that takes care of all the housekeeping stuff that we've got to deal with. Now, I was noticing earlier today the corporate media is still out there waving around Obama and gay marriage and all the rest of that other stuff here. Apparently, it's even on Newsweek's cover, this upcoming issue here, as if an empty gesture to roughly estimated 5% of the population is going to erase 100 million jobless Americans, the pile of dead bodies in 10 invaded countries, an economy on the verge of a second major crash, perpetual slavery to Israel, and the covering up of Wall Street's criminal fraud. Like, that's really going to work, but obviously somebody in the White House thinks it's going to. Now, Obama just finished speaking at the Barnard graduation ceremonies, pushing this whole women's right, we've got to treat them with equality, and whoops, all the rest of that. I forgot to turn off that little buzzer. There we are. Somebody just corrected me. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time is only 2 hours. I must have the time wrong, but I know it starts at 11 a.m., so it's got to be 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. I will double-check that. Thank you very much for catching that, Katie. Anyway, back to the Barnard graduation. What Obama is not saying, he's out there, women's issues, and trust me, they'll be getting into abortion here in the next couple of weeks. Because what he's not saying at this graduation is there are no jobs for these graduates, male or female, that are going to be up to the level of their education that they went hideously into debt to acquire. And that's just the reality. And he's not talking about that. He's out there talking about equality for women. Yeah, they're going to be equally unemployed. Remember, we have 86 million Americans able to work, wanting to work, cannot find a job. They're not even counted by the U.S. government anymore. That's how they come up with that. Oh, it's only 9% unemployment. No, it isn't. It's over 40%. And it represents a failure not of the Republicans, not of the Democrats, but of the system as a whole. It is just coming apart. And Obama doesn't want you to think about that. That's why he's not talking about it. They're still waving all this other stuff about, they're talking now about the departing Yahoo CEO has cancer. It's all fluff. The corporate media is nothing but fluff right now. When we come back from these commercial breaks, we're going to be talking about the news that you need to know that they're trying to keep you from paying attention to. We will be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones here. Ron in Phoenix. Aloha, Ron. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike, I got a question for you, and I guess it's really more just looking for your opinion. Are you familiar with the True News article? I think that came out last week. It was about Doug Hagman had talked about how the DHS was preparing for a massive civil unrest and civil war. Are you aware? Are you familiar with that?
I'm aware of it. Yes.
Okay. My question is this, Mike: if at what point, as events unfold, at what point would you say this is it? We are beyond the point of no return.
I mean, I know. Well, I've been saying that for a couple of years now. I mean, you know, we've been waiting in vain for our government to realize the error of its ways of eroding the Constitution, and certainly to stand up and admit that the whole Federal Reserve system is based on a fatal design flaw, because it's a system that by design creates more debt than money. And the only politician who's out there telling the truth about the Federal Reserve is, of course, Ron Paul, which is why they're all lined up against
him. Well aware. The reason for my question, though, is I'm actually speaking more in terms of, you know, going into civil unrest, going into, like, Americans going into starving where there's nothing left on the shelves anymore. At what point does society begin to collapse? I guess that's kind of my question. Because the reason I ask that is, at what point is it safe to say, okay, this is it, I'm out of dodge?
You know, that's a very gray area. There's already a lot of people leaving the United States of America. We bought our Honda from a family that was leaving the United States of America because they're already past the point of saying it's time to get the heck out of Dodge. And, you know, personally, I intend to stick around because I've been at this for about 18 years, and I'd like to be here to help form a whole new nation. Now, as far as this claim that the Department of Homeland Security is preparing for civil war, they've been doing that all along. The Federal Emergency Management Agency is not about protecting the people in an emergency, but protecting the continuity of government against the people. So they've been doing all this preparation all along. There's no question about that. I think the reason they're putting it out into the alternative media is it's kind of a bluff. What they're saying is, don't you try and do what they did in Iceland or Egypt, or they're doing in Spain and Great Britain now and all these other places where the riots are starting to happen here, because we'll come down on you hard. They're basically, they're wagging their finger at us and saying, don't you uppity slaves get any ideas of, you know, from Iceland. And it's not going to work because we understand it's a bluff. They don't have enough people. If the entire United States population gets angry all at the same time, the party is over.
Well, of course, they absolutely don't have enough people, but I mean, if there's a false flag event where, you know, where it's a bioterror or a nuclear event or something of that nature, you know, I'll bet there could be a drastic reduction in the population.
Again, because population is considered wealth, the civilian deaths will be a tiny minority, you know, 4,000 supposedly at the World Trade Towers, and we actually found out it was actually down around 2,000. They're not going to wipe out a quarter of the or a half of the population, because that removes a quarter to a half of their tax base. And so far, they don't have a biological weapon that only attacks the unemployed. I'm sure George Bush Sr. was hoping they'd come up with one by now. But, okay, what did you say?
No, I said I'm sure. I was agreeing with you. The only reason I ask is I am in Phoenix, and obviously, you know, if you know anything about the Southwest, it's literally, you know, 4 to 5 hours drive time anywhere to any sort of other civilization out, you know, getting outside of Metro Phoenix area. And,
yes.
You know, I don't want to lose my job, and, you know, I don't want to jump the gun, lose my job and not be able to provide income. I guess I'm just kind of looking for, well, at what point should I say, this is it, I'm done, I'm out of here? And,
you know, everybody's going to have to make that choice for themselves based on their current job situation, the availability of an offer in a new location. I mean, obviously, it would be very, very reckless to leave a job that you already have and move a couple of thousand miles and not know for certain you had a job waiting for you. One of the biggest problems we have here in Hawaii is a lot of people will move to Hawaii because they've been offered work at this or that high-tech startup. And then they get here, and the high-tech startup collapses. We had a big solar, a wind power debacle down on the Big Island. We got another one just starting to hit up on the north shore of Oahu. And these people are here. They lose the job they thought they were going to have, or sometimes they get here, and it's already collapsed. And they've moved here, and they've spent all their money to move here. They don't have enough to leave, and they get stuck here, and eventually they become part of Hawaii's very, very large homeless population. We have about 4,000 to 5,000 here on the island of Oahu alone. And these are people with PhDs. These are people with college educations, with skill sets. And, you know, they find themselves trapped. So obviously, self-preservation and preservation of your family's got to be the overriding principles here. And
sure.
if you're feeding your family now, I'd stay where you are.
Well, obviously, that's the premise of my question. I know,
yeah.
we kind of have a bug out or a bug in location set, but at the same time, I don't want to jump the gun and head out there.
You're going to have to decide that yourself. I don't know enough about you to know. So thank you for the phone call. I want to move along and talk about all of this stuff that's been happening in Europe. Thank you very much, and we're going to let you go. Alrighty, so we're the real news, the news you should be paying attention to rather than, you know, gay marriage and abortion and women's rights and all the rest of the stuff. If you're watching the stock market around the world, it got hammered pretty much everywhere. The only market in the green was the Nikkei. That ended up 20 points last night. If you're looking at the American stock market, you can clearly see where the plunge protection team stepped in about an hour after the market opened and started just putting all these put options, trying to drive the market back up. Of course, it's counterintuitive. you know, we've got the J.P. Morgan disaster. They've lost, they're admitting $2 billion in losses. Outside analysts are saying the real losses are anywhere from $4 to $20 billion. And the problem is this debacle was credit default swaps taken out on credit default swaps. It's derivatives squared. It's derivatives on steroids. And it's so bad. I mean, some of their top people are already quitting here. Then you had the Greek, French, and German elections, all of which were body blocks against the austerity movement, against all the politicians saying, we've got to make the people live poorer so we can give more money to the private central banks to pay off all that debt that was created with nothing more than ink and paper. Now, in Greece, yesterday was supposed to be the deadline for the formation of a new government. And they've sort of officially handed back the mandate to form a government saying, we can't do it. They decided to give it one more try today. We're not hearing that they're making any progress. And it basically comes down to the party that won the largest share of the Greek votes is saying, we're not going to sacrifice our lives to pay off the bankers and bondholders on debts we had nothing to do with. We didn't agree to these. We didn't go into it. Remember, half that debt that Greece is looking at was caused when Papandreou made this under-the-counter deal with Goldman Sachs to try and conceal how bad the debt situation was getting with a bunch of fancy currency swaps. And it sort of made things look like they were okay. But Goldman Sachs made a ton of money off the deal. And, of course, it actually made the debt problem worse for the Greek people. So you tell me, why the people of Greece should pay off debt that was arrived at through the criminal fraud of their politicians? That's the most absurd thing possible. And yet, we are continuing to see the corporate media take this absolute rock-solid position that politicians who want you to make do with less so the bankers can have more are the righteous and true and loyal and deserving of being supported politicians. And anybody who's saying, we got to do what Iceland did, they're radical, they're fringies, they're communists, they're fascists, which is amazing because communists and fascists are about as opposite as you can get. So you have these politicians in Greece who work for the bankers, trying to put together a government that's going to go back and say, well, we're sorry, but you're just going to have to go on working and giving us all the wealth from your work so we can give it to the bankers, to the central bankers, to pay off that by design unpayable debt. That's the big dark secret. None of the central bankers want you to know, and none of the politicians in the world except for Ron Paul are even willing to acknowledge. When you have a private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest, debt always exceeds the available money supply. It's a permanent enslavement trap. You look at any piece of currency in circulation and you track it back to the point where it entered circulation and it is the proceed of a loan. There is no other way for money to enter circulation. When they're talking about bailouts, it's not a bailout. It's just another loan, plunging the people deeper and deeper into debt, trying to make this unwinnable system balance out, when by design it is very unbalanced. It is unstable by its very nature. The private central bank model has a fatal design flaw in it, as fatal as the one that brought down the Tacoma Narrows Bridge, as fatal a design flaw as the one that doomed Challenger or the Hindenburg or any of these other, the Hyatt Regency walkway. The problem is in the way it's designed, and you cannot fix a design flaw with paper tape and paste over. Now, Greece's deputy prime minister, who's in the pocket of the money junkies, is out there saying Greece is going to run out of money soon. No, it isn't. The Greek government can start printing up drachmas. That was the financial system that made the United States so wealthy and powerful in the first 100 years of its history. The government created the currency and spent it into circulation, where it supported commerce without accruing interest to a private banker, then was taxed back at the end of the cycle to balance the books. And it worked so well that the private central bankers and the money junkies have been out to destroy it ever since. It's not the communists trying to destroy our economy. It's the bankers. We'll be right back.
Heart- Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone.
Yep.
I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way. Can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm already getting a lot of emails about this saying, oh, that's that 11th Marble thing, that's all sillies. And some of these emails are including profanity and saying, no, when the Federal Reserve loans out $50 and look, it goes to this and it goes to that and look at all that wealth that's being created. No, it isn't. Every transaction with currency in circulation is a zero-sum game. $50 in Federal Reserve pretty printed pieces of paper for $50 worth of groceries. And then that money gets paid to the supermarket employee as an equal exchange for their work. There's no wealth being created. It's just moving around. But the bottom line is between the time that pretty printed piece of paper is loaned into circulation from the private central bankers and the time that it is given back to the private central bank to repay that debt, interest grows on that money. And that money to pay the interest doesn't exist and never did. The way the system works, the Federal Reserve is a giant Ponzi scheme where each new generation, larger population of borrowers are talked into borrowing money, credit cards, student loans, car loans, home loans, which allows the creation of new money and put into circulation as a proceed of all those loans. And then it circulates through society and it goes back to the bank to pay the interest on the old loans. But that total aggregate debt continues to grow always in excess of total available money supply. It is inescapable. That is why the founding fathers of this country fought a revolution to be free of this model of banking. We fought a war to be free of this kind of banker exploitation. You go back and you read the writings of Ben Franklin and Thomas Jefferson and all the founding fathers, and you find out, yeah, they knew what it was that was impoverishing their country and driving people to unemployment. It was King George III's Currency Act. And then in 1913, a corrupted Congress and a corrupted president sold us back into the slavery of a private central bank issuing all the public currency as a loan at interest. Woodrow Wilson wrote in his own diary, "I have unwittingly destroyed my own country." He knew what he did. But he was willing to sacrifice future generations so that he could get to be president and I get to sit in that White House thing there. And after 1913, the public schools stopped mentioning the Currency Act. And our children were taught about the American Revolution in terms of the tea tax and the Stamp Act and all these other things. And nobody ever mentioned the Currency Act. And yet, if you read the writings of the Founding Fathers, that was the reason for the revolution. And now we're back into the slavery of the same kind of bank. And our weapons of war are being used to go out and destroy any country that dares have a different national economy. 2 years ago, Gaddafi was everybody's friend, reform, terrorist, great guy, wonderful thing, and all of a sudden he comes out and he makes the big mistake. We're going to have a state bank, and we're going to have a value-based currency called the gold dinar. And that's what doomed him. This clash of civilizations, this world war, is a war between banking systems, and we're on the side of the bad guys. So, there are a lot of people out there trying to come up with some wishful thinking to prove that the 11th marble is not a viable explanation for what's going on in Europe and the United States of America. And it's just wishful thinking. And it's a lot of it is circular logic or causal relationships. Or they're trying reducto ad absurdum arguments that don't carry any water. Kind of underscores the fact that our schools do not actually teach logic and critical thinking any longer. Or maybe Cass Sunstein can't afford to hire college graduates who've been trained in critical thinking and logic. Now, over in Europe, officials of the European Union are beginning to seriously plan for Greece's exit from the European Union. The Greek banks are already getting ready to start going back and doing business in drachmas. And the new Greek government, when it finally forms, needs to go back to the model that worked for the early United States of America. The government issues all the currency, spends it into circulation, it circulates through the population without accruing interest to a private banker, and then is taxed back at the end of the cycle to balance out the books. That's all it takes. You don't need a private bank issuing the public currency. It is a setup that is brought into being with corruption to serve the private bankers. Woodrow Wilson admitted that when he signed the Federal Reserve Act, he destroyed the United States of America. Here we are almost 100 years later, and look around. Woodrow Wilson was right. He ruined what was once the greatest nation on earth. Now, up in Germany, they're starting to have their regional elections equivalent to our primary, and Merkel's party is just got slammed over the weekend. Worst showing in years. This austerity backlash is starting to hit all of these countries. Now, here's kind of a fun story. Somebody started a party in Germany called the Pirate Party. And I guess it started kind of as a joke or a protest. Nobody was really taking it seriously. And they espoused an approach to Europe's economic problems along the lines of Iceland. Throw the crooked bankers in jail, fire the government that helped them do it, forgive the mortgage debt, get the economy going again. They're winning parliament seats. The Pirate Party is actually taking parliament seats away from Merkel. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the situation in Europe, and it's kind of educational, if you will, watching how the corporate media is trying as hard as possible to spin this, that anybody not willing to live their entire lives in servitude to this fascist economic banking system is just dangerous. They're radical. You shouldn't talk to them. They're strange people. Slavery to bankers is the natural order of things, which, if you're a banker, I'm sure you're going to agree with. And so we're seeing these headlines like, backlash in Europe threatens to derail austerity measures. Well, the reason there's a backlash is nobody wanted austerity other than the money junkies. You must make do with less so we can have more. You must make do with less so we can have more. You must make do with less so that we can have more. And the people of Europe are saying, to heck with that. We're not going to go along with that. We didn't create this mess. It was created by the government and by the bankers and by laws passed before we were even alive. That's the situation we are in the United States of America. This criminal Ponzi scheme called the Federal Reserve System, a private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest, was created before we were born. Why are we supposed to live our lives in slavery because the president sold us out in 1913? That doesn't make any sense. This is the dawn of the 21st century. We recognize this is a dumb financial system, a stupid system to run a country on. It makes as little sense to have bankers in charge of the national economy as it does to have drug addicts in charge of our pharmacies. Because all these people on Wall Street, all these people at the Federal Reserve, they're money junkies. They're addicts. Every thought through their head is, how do I get more money from those losers out there on the street to put in my pocket? From which we get all this fraud and all this gambling and reckless behavior. If you have not seen Inside Job, it is finally up on the internet in its full version. And one of the most interesting and revealing facts given in this documentary is they took some of these Wall Street brokers and they wired them up to a PET scan, which is a system that allows you to see what part of the brain is active at any given moment. And they discovered, perhaps not too surprisingly, that when they scored a really good financial deal, when they made a lot of money, the part of the brain that lit up was the same pleasure center that lights up when they do cocaine. And apparently cocaine abuse is a major problem on Wall Street as well. It's a classic addictive behavior. These people are sick. We understand and recognize that heroin junkies destroy their own lives and the lives of everybody around them. We understand that alcoholism is very destructive of society. We understand that cocaine addiction is very destructive to people and the society around them. The money junkies in Wall Street have all but destroyed the society of the United States of America. And yet we don't recognize it's the symptom of addictive behavior, where service to the addiction overrides all of the considerations. Now, because they're making a lot of money, they can conceal their own personal symptoms of their illness, whether it's high cocaine use or going out to Madam Kinky's pleasure palace out there in the Bronx, or all of the other little symptoms going on. But have you ever noticed something? The Wall Street money junkies, they sort of dress and bejewel themselves the same way as drug lords do, with the most expensive watches and the most expensive clothes, as a way of reassuring themselves that, yeah, really what they're doing is a good thing. And, of course, the American corporate media is in service to these money junkies, which is why all the reporting you're going to see about what's going on in Europe is going to be purely from the point of view of, we've got to force those Europeans back into servitude. And anybody who questions the wisdom of the banking system or its fundamental nature, they're a radical, they're reactionary, they're extremists. Guilty on all three, I guess. But the media is taking the position that austerity is a good thing beyond all possible questioning. And we should just accept it like the good little slaves that we're all supposed to be here. Go on paying your taxes. Taxes, of course, being money we don't have, taken by a government we may not have elected to pay debts we did not agree to pay for a war we do not support. That's current definition of taxes over here at whatreallyhappened.com. So moving right along here, up in Canada, things are getting very tense up there. The Quebec cops violently attacking protesting students. Interestingly, the city of Montreal is getting ready to pass a bylaw or an ordinance banning the wearing of masks during public demonstrations, because they don't want to have to waste that very expensive pepper spray spraying it on a piece of plastic where it's not going to do any good. You know, you will be naked to them so that they can spray you with tear gas and pepper spray whenever they feel like it. That's the purpose of this law here. Riots over in Spain, taking to the streets. I think they're calling themselves the Indignio, meaning they're indignant. They're angry over this austerity stuff, this constant message. You must make do with less so we can have more. And that's a very, very hard sell when you come to understand that the debt that is owed by Europe was created through the same fraudulent Ponzi scheme system as the debt owed the Federal Reserve. It's a system set up to transfer wealth from the working people whose labor creates that wealth and put it in the pockets of the bankers. And all they got to come up with is ink and paper and the obvious political bribes to have their larceny made legal. So. Now, apparently, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has finally had to comply with a Freedom of Information Act request filed by the Partnership for Civil Justice Fund on behalf of Michael Moore and the National Lawyers Guild. Now, the documents provided were heavily redacted, but even with the redaction, makes it very clear that the U.S. government, in partnership with Wall Street banks, has a nationally coordinated and organized campaign to disrupt and crush the Occupy movement. So much for First Amendment rights of free expression, so much for the right to peacefully assemble and petition the government for redress of grievances. This is the same crud we saw back in the 1960s when the White House had the FBI going out and just playing every little dirty trick they could to derail the anti-Vietnam movement, to derail the civil rights movement, to derail the early feminists, to undermine and sabotage the Native Americans. This is not democracy. This is dictatorship. When the government lies, cheats, steals, and kills to get its way over the expressed wishes of the American people. Doesn't get more obvious than that. Now, apparently today, Ina Drew, who was J.P. Morgan's investment chief investment officer, has retired. They didn't fire her for losing $2 billion plus. We still don't know how bad the losses really are or how they're going to trickle down to the situation with the derivatives. They didn't fire her. She didn't even resign. She just said, I'm going to retire here. I've got my stock portfolio. I got tons and tons of money. So that's it. She gets to ride off into the sunset and have a really good time. And we, the American people, are going to be left to pick up the messes because at some point, because credit default swaps are involved, you just know these credit default swap companies are going to turn around the U.S. government and say, we need another bailout. We really meant well. We thought the crisis was over because Ben Bernanke, he told us it was over. Now, remember when saner heads were saying we've got to bring regulation back to Wall Street? And Wall Street said, oh, no, it'll cost us too much money. That could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. We can't afford to do that right now. Really, we've learned our lesson. We'll be better now, what they were saying. And J.P. Morgan was leading the charge of saying, you know, bankers are getting a bad rap. We really do mean well, you know. Well, J.P. Morgan's loss is now at least four times the alleged cost of financial regulation. And it was never an issue about the cost. The Wall Street money junkies don't like financial regulation. Just like drug smugglers don't like border inspections. Not surprisingly, J.P. Morgan is a big donor to presidential campaigns, particularly Mitt Romney, who has been one of the champions against increased regulations on Wall Street, not too surprisingly. But again, the big issue, the unknown issue, and probably the reason the corporate media is waving around all this other stuff, is the derivatives. Who had credit default swaps on J.P. Morgan's debt? Yeah. I want to move on to another story here. And it has to do with this illustration, this computer graphic that showed up. It's all over the press saying that a nation monitoring Iran's nuclear technology, and when they refuse to name the nation, it means it's Israel. And they say they were given a description of something inside one of Iran's buildings. And based on the description, they came up with this computer graphic illustration. And they have the nerve to publish it in the paper and say, see, this drawing proves Iran is engaged in developing nuclear weapons technology. We have a drawing. That proves it. That's what they're actually saying. Having a drawing proves the reality of Iran's nuclear weapons program. So, of course, I got out my old computer graphic software that I used to use on TV and movies, and I came up with a computer graphic rendition of a flying dragon, and I put it on the front page of my website, whatreallyhappened.com. Does that prove there are really flying dragons? Of course not, it doesn't. Of course not. This is just a very sloppy, heavy-handed piece of propaganda to try and get the push for war going again. Iran nuclear bombs, Iran nuclear bombs. Remember, they did that with Iraq. Iraq has weapons of mass destruction. No, they didn't. Big, huge lie. And they figure, well, it's been, what, 10 years? Those slaves, they won't remember that we lied to them about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. We'll just use the same lie all over again and remind them how unpatriotic it is to refuse to believe everything your government tells you. Another one of the really Hail Mary passes of propaganda that came out over the weekend is apparently doctors are training Al-Qaeda in Yemen to hide explosives inside the body of suicide bombers. Okay? Now, setting aside the fact that the human body actually makes quite an efficient buffer for explosives, and the actual volume of explosives that would have to be surgically implanted would basically deform the body to an extent where people would be suspicious. This is a push to sell a new round of scanners to all the airports. Oh, yeah, our current scanners, they'll let us see you naked, but they don't let us see inside your body. We've got to have those. And, of course, a full body, full penetration X-ray, that's an engraved invitation to cancer. But as long as Michael Chertoff and his investors are making their money, they don't care if you get cancer, because they probably also own stock in the Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Go through the airport. We'll give you cancer. Don't worry. We'll sell you the cure to it after you get cancer. That's money junkies gone wild right there. Yeah, we're going to force you to use one thing that makes you sick, and then we're going to sell you something that will make you feel a little bit better, and then we'll sell you something to deal with the side effects of the second thing that we sold you to make you feel better, and then we'll sell you a third medication to undo the side effects from the second medication. That's how it works. They don't want you healthy. They don't want you happy. They want you sick and diseased and dependent on throwing whatever's left of your money at them for another day of life here. Now, meanwhile, there has been some more files declassified over a scandal involving the Nuclear Materials and Equipment Corporation, NUMEC, which was caught smuggling U.S. government-owned weapons-grade uranium to Israel. And there is a link where you can examine the documents for yourself. So we know that Israel built their first generation of nuclear weapons using material they stole from the United States of America. And this just makes it more and more bizarre where Hillary Clinton was out there talking internationally about the situation with Iran's weapons of mass destruction. And she was talking to a group of reporters who are not as cowed and under the control of the American corporate media or Israel as, well, their counterparts here in the United States of America. And so she got asked a question of how do you reconcile Israel's possession of weapons of mass destruction in violation of treaties and UN resolutions and not signing the NPT with Iran, which as far as we can tell doesn't have nuclear weapons and is within its right under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty to have power stations and medical isotopes and everything. And Hillary Clinton's explanation basically was that Israel's good qualities, which she didn't actually name, I might add, you know, sort of compensate for the fact that Israel's kind of playing outside the rules with regards to their weapons of mass destruction. That's the entire excuse. We let Israel break the law because Israel is good, and we love them, with the editorial we, which doesn't actually apply to us. And we're going to come down on Iran for having a power station because, by golly, Israel doesn't want them to have a power station, and therefore they're evil and bad, even though Iran hasn't actually initiated a war of conquest in 200 years. Meanwhile, as we head into the NATO summit in Chicago end of the week, very troubling story was out on Russia Today, where the Israeli army is training Jewish paramilitary groups up in the state of New York. They're back there training how to do whatever it is paramilitary groups do, apparently with the permission of the United States government. But there's a video on that, and it's worth looking at because it's a real head-scratcher. What are they planning? I mean, with Europe crashing, with the imminent collapse of the euro and the triggering of some $95 trillion in credit default swaps sold by Wall Street, all of the power players, they're desperate for a war or a false flag or something that they can use to say, pay no attention to all those Wall Street crooks. They only ruined the lives of 100 million Americans. Look at these Iranian Muslims. They bombed the Sears Tower or something. Remember during the first 9/11 in the aftermath, they actually caught some Israelis driving in a truck that had explosive residue in it, and they had photos and plans for the Sears Tower. That may have been target number two, or it may still be target now. Now, meanwhile, GOP lawmakers are encouraging Mitt Romney that he should go to Israel right now to prove how presidential he is, because after all, Obama has not gone to Israel once during his first term in office. Because after all, nothing will make a man look more presidential than groveling before King Bini Netanyahu. And Mitt, don't forget that booty smooch. Just right there in front of you, on your knees, give him a good wet one right on his rear end, and that will guarantee your election to the White House. We're going to take a break for some commercials here. We'll be right back with phone calls after these words from our sponsors.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to grab a quick phone call. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just listening to Dianne Feinstein yesterday on a Fox talk about prepare for worst molestation at the airport. And I know what it is. It's going to be rectal and vaginal exams. And you want to know what I think is going to happen? I think the TSA is going to really be sued, because a lot of people are going to get a lot of injuries. Because these people ain't properly trained. like in the jail cell.
You know what I think is going on? I think they're going to turn the TSA into the worst villains the American people have ever seen, and then just before the election, Obama will disband them. So he can look like a hero for November. And then, of course, as soon as the election is over, there'll be a new, they won't call it TSA, there'll be a new department of sticking things in your body cavities in the name of national security. And you know something? The terrorists already know, if there were real terrorists out there, they know how to get past the TSA. Just take your anthrax, wrap it up to look like cocaine, say, I'm smuggling cocaine for the CIA, here's $20,000 for you to look the other way, and the TSA will. They have been caught working with drug smugglers time and time and time and time again. So the reality is, there we already know of one way that terrorists could get past the TSA. They just got to pretend to be drug smugglers, and they're in like Flint.
Yes, exactly. And I got to say, I get to see him being sued because if they try these exams, what about a person with hemorrhoids? You know, because some of these exams, I think people can actually feel like they're being fisted or something, you know. These people have this security has no common sense no more.
No, and they don't. Their goal is to just scare the American people into absolute paralysis. And we mentioned this on the show the other day. If you've ever seen an abused child or an abused spouse, where everything they do triggers a painful reaction, eventually they sort of become mentally comatose. They won't do anything, they won't say anything, because the consequences of offending whoever's in power and authority so vastly outweigh the rewards for doing anything good that they literally, they just paralyze. They're doing the absolute minimum to get through life, and they won't dare say or do anything. That's what the TSA is trying to do to all of us. It is the official U.S. government abusive parent.
Try and
get us all emotionally paralyzed. And you know something's not working. We're getting ticked off out here.
Well, you know, up in Colorado, one guy I already know got pulled over by TSA. He didn't have a camera with him, but he got a recording device. His cell phone, he recorded the audio, and he was asking the TSA questions. What's your jurisdiction? You're not a trained officer. And they had to run back to their squad cars and leave.
That's absolutely right. TSA is they're not a chartered law enforcement agency. They've already been gotten into trouble by wearing uniforms and badges to make it look like they're a police force. They are not police. They are not chartered as a law enforcement agencies. They're basically, you know, security guards, and they're not very good. They're not very good at all.
They're over-glorified, unprofessional rent-a-cops.
That's exactly what they are. These are the people that the fast food restaurants wouldn't give jobs to. We'll be back after station identification.
The next